To Rocky Carney and Evelyn Yorstone Wheeler for decades of enduring friendship, and to Jennifer Dunstan for her generous love. Prologue, Plans in Motion. From the high windows of his workroom, the tall librarian, white-haired and bearded, studied the battlements that defended the gates, and below them, the wide plateau lying like a porch at the foot of the last repository. He had wasps of anxiety buzzing in his brain. During the night, he had dreamed of his own death, and not for the first time. In itself, the idea of dying did not trouble him. A new librarian would take his place. His special relationship with the repository's store of knowledge would pass to someone else. The sorcery preserving the continuance of that bond had been in effect for many centuries. And any new librarian would protect the books, scrolls, and papers as stringently as he did. But he did fear that his replacement might not share his vision of the library's defense. If that happened, all of his efforts would accomplish nothing. He could not bring himself to leave his post at the windows. He was blind, of course. He had lost his sight when he had become the librarian. The gift or curse of knowing every text stored on the levels above him always exacted the same price. But he was more than a librarian. He was Magister Sirjane Merrow, and powerful. He saw with senses other than human vision. The mid-afternoon sun warmed his face, but did not require him to lower his head or turn away. In any case, he did not need sight to tell him that Set Ongabwe's caravan was arriving. He heard the grinding of its wheels on the distant stone of the plateau. Subtle vibrations reached him through the soles of his sandals. He could smell the importance of what was coming. The caravan master's ornate conveyance, his traveling home, was already at rest in front of the gates, waiting for Magister Merrow himself. The wagon's teamsters were tending their horses, while several of Master Ungabwe's servants worked to clean the stains and grime of a hard journey from the vehicle's carved gilded sides. In addition, the librarian detected a number of smaller carriages settling on their wheels. They housed the caravan's serving folk, and some of them showed signs of damage, shattered spokes in their wheels, cracks and even holes in their roofs, deep scrapes along their sides. But the other wagons that had left the repository almost 3 fortnights ago were not in range of the Magister's senses. Those wagons were the most essential conveyances in the caravan. If they did not come, they were Sirjane Merrow's latest gambit, only the most recent of his moves in the game he played against ruin, but by no means the least crucial. He had started to put his plans in motion more than 100 years ago. 20 years ago, he had beaten down Prince Bifalt's pride and hostility so that Bellinger and Amaker might be able to negotiate for peace. But since then, he had done little more than watch and wait. Oh, he had approved when the devotees of flesh had proposed to give the two small realms their singular aid. And he had actively encouraged the devotees of spirit to travel the continent with Allman Dancer's Wide World Carnival, looking for hints of the library's enemy, seeking out potential allies. In the intervening years, however, he had concentrated his own efforts on training the repository's sorcerers, on preserving communications with Magister Facile in Bellinger, and on keeping watch. He had not urged Set Ongabwe to attempt the mountains until he knew the enemy was coming. Now, the enemy was close. If Master Ongabwe had failed, the librarian's entire defensive strategy would fall apart. Set Ongabwe and his ever-changing train had come to the repository several times in recent years, but not on an occasion as fraught as this one. Not since he had indirectly delivered Prince Bifalt. 20 years ago, however, Magister Merrow had had other stratagems ready if his plans for the prince failed. Now, he had no idea what he would do if the caravan did not accomplish its purpose. An irascible man at the best of times, Sirjane Merrow scowled at the plateau,